and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to the WBM podcast. This is one of your hosts. It's your boy, Merc.
Yo, welcome back, everybody. You already know who this is. This is your boy, X-Fan.
And this is your boy, Tico in the Mix. AKA Oski.
In the Mix.
AKA the man with the plan.
Guys.
In the Mix. Tell him, Merc.
We have an amazing episode lined up for you guys today.
If I do this in copyright form, is it still copyrighted?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
I think that's copyright safe.
Okay.
But fine. This week, guys, we're talking everything.
Great Scott.
To the future. That's right. 1, 2, 3, because we got so much big news.
The classics, bro. The classics. You got to respect the classics.
Always will, man.
Because we got some news that we're going to go ahead and show for you guys on this week's episode. But are you guys ready?
And that is the power
of love. All right, here we go.
$1.21 gigawatts, Morty.
You know how much that is?
Don't think about it, Morty.
Don't think about it, Morty.
Just don't think about it. Plutonium at the cloner store.
Great Scott. So what are the news? Great Scott.
Great Scott.
So the news we got. We just got, these are hot news. Like they're hot off the press.
I'm excited,
it's a big deal. It's kind of like a big deal. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's a pretty big deal. When I saw the post on social media, I was like, let's go.
I was so hyped.
Of course, as you guys know, we're going to be at Comic Palooza 2024. What dates? Right,
yeah. May 24th to the 26th.
We're at
George R. Brown Center in Houston, Texas.
So we'll tell you one more time, we'll be there. But the guest that just got announced this week, from Back to the Future, Michael J. Fox.
That's right,
Christopher Lloyd.
Yes, sir.
And James Tolkien.
Yes.
The principal.
The principal, yes.
But Michael J. Fox.
Yeah. It's huge news at the end of the day.
Of course. And, of course, Christopher Lloyd, Doc Brown himself.
That's right.
So huge news that just got announced this week.
I can't wait.
Yes,
can't
absolutely. Yeah. Michael J. Fox, I'm a huge fan. Diehard fan.
Yeah.
Comic Palooza, thank you so much for being able to rope this guy in, because I didn't know if I was going to be able to get a chance to see him in this lifetime.
Absolutely, man.
So I'm so grateful.
Man, I never thought that I would get the chance to, like, hopefully get an autograph or a photo up.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. See, this is one of the benefits.
Don't worry about Dom. We got our Fast and Furious setup over
here. Because Dom is always worried about
family.
If we could get the Dodge Chargers to go over 88 miles per hour, it could probably go.
So
you're telling me, wait, and no Fast movie has ever hit over 88? Or is that the plug?
Well, a quarter mile.
That's how it works.
No, but anyways, Comic Palooza, you know, you'll get to meet. Before we transition to our episode, you can get a speed pass. You can already get tickets. There's a Back to the Future specific speed pass that you could get.
There's a pass where, like, it takes you to a certain period of time where you already got the autograph.
No way. It gets you back in time.
Back in time.
Now, man, they got a whole Great Scott experience 1985 with the cast of Back to the Future.
They have all kinds of press passes.
Forward into the past.
They got some good stuff, man. So check out their buyer's guide. Check out the photo ups and autographs are available now. Check out the cosplay contest. Check out the professional authors, the Retro World series, Retro Gaming. Check it all out. But the big thing that we're excited about is Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future.
He's kind of like a big deal.
And since we got such a big announcement, and if you don't know this, we're big fans of time travel in this podcast. We've done a lot of time travel's what ifs. Yes. A lot of time travel reviews of time travel media.
Animes and all whatnot.
And such. So,
and we like to bring it back.
And where did that love really start? As we all know, Terminator series. But before that.
That was good.
Total Recall.
Total Recall.
Wow.
But before that, Highlander.
Before that,
Jurassic Park.
Before all of this,
Indiana Jones.
The love for time travel started in Back to the Future.
That's the power of love. Because they don't need money, don't need fame, don't need a credit card
to ride this train.
That's what I tell your mom.
Damn.
Man, that's a time travel
that's
joke.
A bar, yeah. No, if you think about it, it's like, how do, like, I don't, like,
I mean, this I one know, came like, back, the first I, one came out in 1985.
If I had a son, and I was like, my son was like, hey, I'm gonna hang out with the creepy, you know, guy with the long white hair, and it's always an experience. I'd be a little concerned, you know? But, like, you, like, bypass that. And I can't even worry about
it. Well,
that,
think about it. It was the 80s. So I think it was okay in the 80s to hang out with the weird scientists in your neighborhood.
That's the Hollywood shit.
That's the power of love. So So in the '80s, it was cool to hang out with the scientists.
Facts.
It was also cool and weird to like be with your mom.
What was that from? Like being cool with the scientists.
Being cool with the scientists.
Yeah. Back to the Future.
Right, that's the thing that they pioneered as well.
You know what?
Yeah,
it's just like the, if you pioneer
the all mentor scientist and the young dude.
That
comes from Back to the Future.
Is that a Western version of Sensei Student?
Oh.
And make sure you tune to our panel.
Nani?
We will be having those kind of comparisons.
That's right, ladies.
In a
and
Western animation versus Japanese anime
that's
panel.
That's right. And that's just a teaser, but we're bringing it back to the future.
I think they pioneered that kind of relationship of like mentor student. Well, because he's not even a student, but like old wise guy and young.
No, I love that. First off, you all right over there, buddy?
We're
live, ladies and gentlemen. I missed it.
Was he going to fall
this
off?
This guy almost went into Narnia right now. He almost went into the closet and didn't come out.
Oh, my God. Sorry, let me adjust my mic there. I think old scientist and cool guy.
I would definitely say that they started that whole mentorship. And that's why like people have even like wanted. I think it's great. I apologize. I was going to go into another random.
No, yeah, I want to hear. But I want to hear
this whole episode is Back to the Future. Let's just jump around.
Yeah.
Like Back to the Future jumps around and Back to the Future Steve.
That's right. It's all relevant.
Sequel.
Yeah. It's all relevant.
How many Michael J. Fox do you think there were? The Flash was probably based on Michael J. Fox. Marty.
You know what? He also started a trend. Well, I don't know if it was already a trend, but it made it cool as fuck. The vest. Like, to this day, Marty McFly's like wardrobe in the movie, he got that shit on though.
The Marty McFly's shoes?
The fits are fire.
No, the entire fit of Marty McFly.
No, 100%.
Like, red vest. If you think it's kind of like Prada shit, like the jacket, the shirt.
It's crazy how recognizable it is. Like, you can see any dude dressed up as Marty McFly in Halloween.
But you guys know the Marty McFly shoes, though, right?
The Nikes, yeah.
Yeah, the self-laced.
Man, those are like $2,000 now.
Worth it, though, bro. All the money goes to Parkinson's.
Yeah, man. You
know, like, research and whatnot.
Oh, they're like expensive. It's like 10 grand.
Yeah, those
dude.
Are like Michael J. Fox's shoes. But yeah, like, if I'm not mistaken,
they zip up.
I know that there was one that Kid Cudi bought at a live auction that Michael J. Fox was hosting for Parkinson's, and one of the shoes was the Nike Marty McFly's, and he bought like I think he got like two pairs or three pairs.
I wasn't aware, but I mean, that's so cool. I mean, it's so cool that they actually made the shoes, you know,
which 20, is insane.
30 something years later.
Yeah, but again,
it was the time that they when they traveled to the future.
Yes,
that's when the shoes came out. When what date was it?
Oh, 2015. Was it 2015?
Yeah.
I think it was 25. Yeah, it was like 30 years. 30 years from 85 would be what? 15, right?
Yeah.
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 You know what would be cool, though? If they did like, okay, look, not a movie. Okay, look, because you can't disrespect the classic, okay?
Right. Yeah, I wish, hopefully they never try to remake.
That's what
hold
I was
on,
ask.
Let me finish. Let him cook. Oh, my God.
What no. Boo this man.
Not even a reboot. I cannot do a reboot.
What about, like.
You got to respect the classic.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
some things shouldn't be remade.
Like HBO Max. Fun.
You already lost me.
Fun project.
Okay, HBO Max. No, I'm sorry.
If
2024.
Okay, Prime Video.
Prime Video. 2024. But going back the same time period that Marty McFly went back, but 2024.
Oh, modern take.
So instead of your mom trying to fuck you, it's your grandma?
It's like your. Yes.
Yes. But like going back to the 90s, basically. You're going back to the 90s.
How many years?
Sorry, that was one of the weird plot lines in Back to the Future.
Marty McFly was fine as fuck, though. And she was okay, hold on. She's the same girl from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you know?
Is it?
Yeah.
From the first one. Yeah.
No.
To this day.
I did not know that.
To this day.
Ma'am.
Emma Thompson? Emma Thompson?
He's a lucky man, you know, whoever he may be.
That's what we're talking about, right? Leah Thompson. I'm sorry. Leah Thompson.
Shout out Leah Thompson.
Thank you, Suki, for sending it to his phone. We're doing new technology shit. You know?
I was thinking about...
But going back to the 90s, though, like modern day basically is what you're saying. Like,
a one-episode special. Like, hey, we're just having fun with this shit. Don't take it serious. You know, it's not a movie.
Like a special? Yeah, like a
throwaway.
Special.
Yeah,
like
a throwaway.
You know what? I'll take it. It's like a sequel.
Yeah.
As long as it's not a reboot or a remake.
It's like, a throwaway. It's like, hey, like it's literally the same
plot. Call it a spinoff.
Like an 80-minute fucking, you know?
A throwaway. Like a special. Yeah.
I would watch that.
Yeah, throwaway.
But,
yeah.
Who, though? Who would you have it, though?
Definitely not Chris Pratt, for sure, bro.
No, he's in the head. I'm over it. Like,
I'm still Prime Video, but not Chris Pratt. Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, no. Oh, bro, I was gonna go crazy. Bro. I was gonna do like
got range.
That's true.
He's got range.
I was gonna say Robert Downey Jr. and Tom Holland. That's what like fan cast.
Stop.
Is,
no.
Yeah,
no.
People have fan casted that. You haven't seen that?
No,
just doesn't work. No, it wouldn't work.
Bro, that's not even a what if. That's not that's happened. People have deep faked their faces to go back to the scenes from.
But Christopher Lloyd's character is just so unique. Like,
yeah,
his voice.
It'll be hard for anybody to try to like step in those shoes.
Well, no, yeah, ever. No shit. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, again, if we had to choose modern day people, who would you choose?
Honestly, I
fucking Spider-Man and Iron Man.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Get the fuck out.
They're already doing it now. They're bantering back and forth. In my opinion, whenever they were already in the Marvel universe.
Okay, just hear me out because I think he'll do a great job, right?
Okay.
And I'm basing it on his not his serious roles, but his goofy roles.
Who?
Bryan Cranston.
Mm.
Breaking Bad.
Of course. I know who that is.
Because of, what's his name?
Malcolm in the Middle.
Dad. Yeah. Exactly. That's why.
Okay. Yeah. And then who's Marty McFly?
Who's Marty? Oh, see, that's the tough one.
Nah, bro. You got to come with both. I came with both swinging out the fucking game. Come on.
I automatically shut that down. No. So,
okay, yeah. So the only reason I would pick him because he's a good actor, and I think it's like, hey, because it's a
if
throwaway.
You say Timothy Chalamet.
I was, bro.
You bandwagon hopper. Oh, my God. No. Can I stay? Yeah. This motherfucker's like, bro, Willy Wonka just came out not that
he's
long
got
ago.
Range, bro.
Oh, bro.
Dude, how do you go from dude to Willy Wonka? Range.
Only because that shit came out this year, dog. Like, that's the only reason we're even talking
okay,
about
I'll just
it.
Need somebody
and,
young.
And we'll cast Zendaya as his mom.
Oh, that's the power, man. How would that work?
Oh, I see what you're talking about. She's
okay, I see what you're saying. That's the power.
Now that, all right.
Don't forget, we are alive.
I don't need money.
Don't need change. Anyway, I would.
So,
actually,
I mean, it could work. It could work, and we could definitely have like some other roles. Like, of course, Kevin Hart's got to be in it.
No. Okay.
Of course, he's the principal, dog.
Ah, man, it's just I'm trying to think young actors, bro. Because if not Tom Holland, he's one of them. But
what young actor could step into Marty McFly? Ooh, that's like really hard, man. I can't even think of anybody because you need somebody young. But at the same time, in order to stick to what Back to the Future was, you want him to look a little older. So
yeah, it's true.
He's not a freaking kid.
What about Spider-Man?
I was going to say
the English one.
Andrew Garfield. Yeah. I thought about that.
Andrew Garfield?
Andrew Garfield during Spider-Man era?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Young Andrew Garfield.
Yes. Andrew Garfield would have worked really well.
Bro, we got the technology. Well. He's still young looking enough where you can de-age him.
Ooh.
And it'll still work.
That would work.
It's no difference in the makeup.
Okay, now that one I'm going to hop on simply for the fact that because he killed the Peter Parker aspect of like the stuttering, like nervous guy or whatever. Yeah. And that's exactly what Marty McFly kind of is to a certain extent in Back to the Future.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's a good one. That was a good one. I'll give you that one.
But this would just be a fun throwaway if they were to do it. But how far would they go back? Like 99? Like how far do you go back from 80 what to...
From 24 to now, I think it'd be like if they went back like 23 years.
84, so
be,
he went 30 years, 84 to 54?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Send that to me.
He went from 85 to 55.
He went from 85 to 55.
So that's 30 years.
So it's 30 years. So what's 30 years?
So I'm saying, so it'd be 2004.
No,
I still think
that's 94.
No, I'm sorry, 94. It'd be 94. What happened in 94?
No, I mean, it had to be. Okay, so.
No, bro.
From 85 to 55.
No wireless.
No, PS1.
No Wi-Fi, yeah.
Everything, you had to go to fuck. I mean, there were pay phones, bro. There were pay books. You had to know numbers and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
There was a lot of shit going on back then, bro. What else?
Man, a young person that would time travel from this time to like 30 years ago.
The fucking clubs in 94, I bet you were killer, bro.
Love like this before.
Yeah, bro. I'd be fucking. Come on, dog.
That's true.
I'm sorry. 94 would be fucking.
This is how we do it.
I mean, come on, dog. Yeah. 94. Like, that just came out the radio. That just played this Friday.
That's true.
And everybody's going to go out tonight,
that's
dog.
True,
like,
bro.
Come on.
Yeah,
30,
bro.
30 years ago would be a good time to, like, time travel.
Pac is still alive at this point? Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Time travel to 94.
Biggie's still out there. Let's go.
94. That's true.
That would be really cool.
Some of that real sticky. Really it'd be more funny if it's just in California because, like, 94 LA.
94 LA or New York? In my mind,
pause.
Might not be. But you got time traveling in a small town. So Midvale. Was it Midvale? Hillbilly. Hillbilly, California.
Oh,
it wasn't California. Hillbilly, California.
Yes.
That's funny, man.
No, but that would be, but like in California, New York, at that time, in 94, I think that'd be fucking cool as shit, man.
You know, I was just thinking, because like,
the conversation would be like, because in the original movie, he's like, who was the president? Ronald Reagan. Who, the actor? And the same, like, that joke can apply in 24. It's like, who's your president? Oh, Donald Trump. You know, who, the celebrity or the billionaire?
That would be hilarious. Yeah. The guy who was just in Home Alone, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. that would be great, bro.
The president.
And it pays off.
And it pays
Trump
off.
Trump was running the president.
Yeah. Oh, like, that's a good one.
But do you think it would be still DeLorean? Because what do they have back in 94, bro?
You know, give me the electric DeLorean
Stay
now.
With me.
No, you seen the new one, the new DeLorean? No,
but the new DeLorean looks good.
Sexy.
Bro, but what do they have?
But we just saw a live action, like, replica of the DeLorean of Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
Just this past weekend, where was it?
It was somewhere. Trader Joe's, yes. Comic Palooza, Comic-Con.
Trader Spiller's Comic-Con.
There you go.
That's a little small local Comic-Con.
That's right, Trader
and Joe's.
And
they had a replica.
Trader Village.
Yeah, they had a replica Back to the Future DeLorean, which looked really cool.
That was my actual first time actually getting a chance to see one in person and get a photo with
it. Shout out to the voice actors we met out there.
Yeah, John.
What kind of vehicle came out in 94 that would replace the DeLorean? Because DeLorean was a special thing in
84.
It's gotta be, man. It's so funny that the DeLorean. You know, if it wasn't for the movie, I don't think the DeLorean would be like as cool of a car.
No, bro. It's a struggling car.
Iconic.
You know, it's a
struggling car. Because it came out for a few years and then it got discontinued. It wasn't that popular.
It wasn't. No. It had
like,
a lot of issues.
If you're a car guy, you'd probably be like, oh yeah, DeLorean, the guy with the Lambo, you know, with the vertical doors,
right?
So you probably know it if you were a car guy. But if it wasn't because of the movie. You wouldn't give a fuck about it if it wasn't for the movie,
you know?
Yeah, because that's the thing about the door, because like the DeLorean was just so like 40 years in advance, the way they opened the door vertically, that's some like Tesla shit.
Some other cars were doing it, but I mean, nothing as iconic as what the DeLorean was doing.
Correct. It was definitely the one to put it on the map.
And the fact that it had that old, you know, whole body was... Stainless steel.
Yeah.
They weren't painted or anything.
It was beautiful. So, it's like so sci-fi.
It's a good looking car.
It looked like
man.
A rocket ship. So it's difficult. Like there's no car in
94. Even for the 80s, it's stainless steel, right? To be honest, I'm not sure.
Well, I'm just thinking that's what Elon did. I wonder if it was.
Well,
the
that's
same
what
shit.
The Cybertruck is. That's why I thought about it. I'm not sure.
He convinced me.
I'm not sure if the DeLorean
is. If it isn't, let us know what it actually is.
In the comments below.
But I mean, you know what I mean? Not painted at all. And it's so funny because the DeLorean is so iconic and it's so connected to time travel now that it gets like referenced in other media.
Yeah.
Like there's a little anime that we like called Steins Gate.
Yeah,
where they send texts or emails back in time.
Yeah.
And they're looking for a name for it. Yeah. And I remember watching it and it didn't really click. So they call the emails or text back to the past D-mail.
That's correct.
Right?
Oh.
Instead of email, D-mail.
But you,
my first watch through, I didn't get it.
Right.
On my second watch through, I was like, DeLorean mail.
Yes. No, I think you saw it subbed, right? Is that what it was? I saw it.
Yeah, I think I saw it in Japanese.
Yeah, and that's where it broke it down.
But in English or something.
He just like, they ran over it. Yeah, we're just going to call it a D-mail, but in the sub, they break down as to why it's the D-mail. It's like for DeLorean.
DeLorean. Which,
so shout out to Back to the Future.
You automatically, you know, if you connect a DeLorean to something, you automatically think, well, it's time about travel. Time travel.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the first thing I think of.
So, something iconic. I mean, the movie's iconic itself. So many things you could reference to.
Yeah,
and
man.
Other people could get it. So, I mean, how do you explain time travel? You could explain time travel with movies, and is it like, well, is it dynamic time travel, like Back to the Future, or are we talking about time
you know classic? What?
Is it Terminator time travel, or Back to the Future time travel?
It's so good.
That's
it's
a good
true.
Point.
It's
a good point.
Referenced as its own variation of time travel. Yeah, that's how good it is.
And how many
times, which is, it's dynamic time travel. It wasn't a new concept, but it brought it to like, you know,
into yeah man
general
the forefront or yeah. something like that
and yeah. one of the things I do love it is like okay yes it's fun like the adventure of time traveling but like I always love the fact that they bring like the consequences of like hey you can destroy the entire
butterfly
timeline
effect. Yes
of your existence if you yeah. if
fuck
you,
around and find
if
out
if you mess with it, it's already existed yeah
right
yeah.
right
yeah and in the second one like he's trying to go back and he's like you can't interact with yourself yeah.
that was really cool
oh that was another layer to the sequel yeah
the universe may explode Morty
which Morty. You know it's such an like I don't know where the rule came from but if it came from Back to the Future it's crazy that the rule stuck around
yeah,
like, you're
man,
not supposed to interact with yourself well why not why couldn't he just tell himself to help himself
that would have been funny because you guys seen that skit? Oh, I'm going to stop. That skit was great. I'm going to stop. Have y'all seen it? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's a dirty-ass skit with Marty. No?
Oh, I think so.
Where it's like, he goes back, and he does. He interacts with himself. He's just like, well, first off, he really sleeps with his mom, right? Whenever he should have refused, he sleeps with her. And then he says,
whenever, like, he's going back trying to stop Biff, it's himself.
Yes. So, but it keeps on going back. So now he keeps on jumping back. And now there's another Marty, and then another Marty, and then each one of them keeps getting roped into fucking his mom. So now before he knows it, there's like a dozen of them. They take a family photo, and it's like, hey! It's all Marty's and his crazy mom in the middle. It's terrible. Anyway, because they're like, come on, bro. He's like,
that's the power of love.
Anyways, no, that's a dirty skit.
Sorry, it was terrible.
We'll probably cut that section out the episode.
That's our edgy
unless
side.
This makes the clip, that'd be great. Anyway, I digress. Clip this. Anyway,
But kind of set up all those rules. Even with the worst case scenario, wherever, you know, Biff gets the casino and like Biff marries his mom.
Time in the evil dark universe. Yeah. That was like the first time we really got a chance to see that.
The idea of like, oh, well, this is the worst case timeline.
Right, right. Yes, he's like, this is where the universe branches off, Marty.
And the way they start explaining it is like, so, well, there's this timeline and there's where it diverges, and this is where Biff went back in time to give himself the gambling book.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's not the other timeline because that time hadn't changed just yet.
Correct. I love it. Classic. But the way they explained it was so fucking simplistic and you followed it. You know, like...
Well, did you though?
I mean, for a time travel movie, they convinced me to make it seem like
the whole thing is like, don't think about it, Morty.
Just keep going.
Well, I did like how they bring it back around, because I remember seeing, like, because over time they bring the specials where, like, after the special HD whatever director release, at the end of the first one, it ends with Morty making it back in time, and they do this scene where, like,
to be continued.
Where Doc Brown is just chilling back, like, hey, succeeded, and then Marty comes back around. And it's like, hey, he's like, what the? I just saw you fucking leave. But it's the connection to the sequel.
Oh.
Like the special DVDs. Yeah.
I think I've seen it.
And then the third one, they do the same thing where it's like, oh, he goes to cowboy time, which I'm not gonna lie, it didn't make sense. But like when they find the DeLorean, like in the middle, it's like, oh, so where can we find it? Oh, it's because you went back in time.
And he got dropped it. Yeah, left it there.
In the 1800s. Yeah. So the DeLorean was there.
Like, I love that. Yeah. The fact that he brought that back, that was so fucking
man.
Cool.
So, yeah, you know, we talk about the first one, which is the main storyline. And, you know, what's the main song from the end?
Because you don't need money.
No. The one that Marty plays on the high school prom.
Oh, Johnny be good.
Go, Johnny, go.
Johnny be good. There we go.
Classic.
Yes.
And then the second one, he basically travels back to the future and then to the past to try to like fix itself.
Yes, yes.
And then we get to the third one, and all of a sudden it's a Western.
Way out the window.
I loved it.
But it added more complexity to it, because it's like, oh, well, the DeLorean's always going to be there.
And then they took it away, but it was like,
you're going to need to destroy it, Morty. Destroy the DeLorean. Yeah,
he's just like, why, though, bro? We can still... He's like, nah, bro. You got to get rid of it.
Destroy it, Morty.
I realized that I made a mistake.
You know what else I love?
Next thing you know, he made another one, a train.
Immediately afterwards.
A fucking
foo. Yes. A hover.
He was able to make this with Scrapbox
in a cave.
Is that what
is that what you pitched Robert Downey Jr.?
I'm just saying it works.
Oh, that makes sense now.
It works.
I mean,
I'm not crazy. Oh, no, I'm not. Okay.
Man, the fact that they were able to fix the DeLorean with parts from the 1800s.
That was fucking...
That was hilarious.
Or I don't know what year they went back to.
Yeah, man.
That whole day, he had to be on the track to get over 88 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Or it fell down.
You got to sit like 100 years in the past on that.
I always love that generational beef with Biff.
Oh, yeah. No matter how far back he went, he always had a Biff with
Biff. There was always a Biff in that town that always fucked with him. Yes.
Always, bro. Always. Yeah.
I love that. I did think that was very, very cool.
McFly! Yeah. And I had it was the family cover from Ireland, the MC, McFly. And he meets his great great grandpappy over there.
Oh yeah. I thought that was really cool.
No, I love that, man. Because like then you see stuff like Rick and Morty, because it plays out perfectly. Where like stuff like that is like same looking Rick, the same looking Morty, but a different costume. Because it's like
instead
iconic.
Of a DeLorean, Rick has a portal gun.
Well, it's just the iconic. You can see how like so many things that Back to the Future started. So the time travel.
Oh yeah, I'm sure clothing. So many things that it influence. You know,
100%, dude.
If you fell back out of the chair, and he's back, ladies and gentlemen.
I was so. Let me ask you, what do you guys think is your favorite? 1, 2, 3.
The first one, man, the Power of Love, bro. The iconic.
I gotta say the first one too. Yeah.
Really,
I love the first one.
But the Power of Love, and not only that, Johnny Be Good. Whatever
he gets, Johnny Be Good is amazing. It's my, yes.
Sometimes, like people, yes. like you know how people say, I put Office Space with background noise. Back to the Future's on.
Oh man, as a kid, I have no idea how many times I watched Back to the Future, but my dad had bought him in VHS. Tapes. So we had them in VHS tapes. I watched it a bunch. Then when DVDs came out, my dad bought the DVDs. And then when we came to America, we bought the English version of the DVDs.
Bad.
So we had so many versions of Back to the Future in physical media. We had the Blu-rays at one point.
Very cool. Nice.
So I watched those movies over and over again. I remember we bought Blu-rays or DVDs or something, and they didn't come with the Latin American Spanish, you know? But they came with the Spaniard Spanish. So I was watching it with Spanish on
joder,
there.
Tío.
Joder, tío.
Gran joder.
Dr. Brown.
Dr. Café. ¿Qué hacemos con la chiva para regresar al tiempo?
That was so hilarious because it made me so mad because I had grown up watching the Latin American, the Mexican, Spanish version of the movies.
Vamos, Matt Bolero.
And then we bought the DVDs here and it said Spanish, you know, Spanish audio, but it was the fucking Spaniard European Spanish.
Damn,
so it was a classic mix. Anyways. That's a bad, you know, Oski's pass Easter egg.
Corner.
But, yeah, man, so many versions of Back to the Future. I've seen those movies so many fucking times. It's redonkulous.
I love the first one. The first one's iconic. I got to be honest. I really like the second one, man. Like the second one. Only because the hoverboard. The hoverboard sold it for me,
bro. Oh, man.
The fucking hoverboard.
That's
bro,
cool.
Bro, everybody, to this day, I still want my fucking hoverboard, bro. Man. Fuck. Yeah. But that,
what
I
they
mean,
call a hoverboard now, it's not.
Boo.
They can't use that boo. Name. Why did they use that name for that?
That was bullshit. They dick rode off of Back to the Future for that, bro. Yeah. They specifically chose that name to move the fucking product, and it wasn't even a real hoverboard.
It's not a real hoverboard. I mean, that shouldn't have worked.
Never.
But my favorite is the first one, too. I don't know if I said that. Before I went into my long segue.
No.
Yeah. I do just like the fact that they do that. Like, in the movie, they hit the past, the future. And they go back to the back.
That's
back,
why I like
and
the
then
second
you have to
one.
Go back to the future. Yeah,
that's why it's all about going back to the future.
Because you can't
go back,
move forward into the past. That would be the sequel. Huh? Forward
into the past.
Forward into the past.
Oh, that's the reverse fucking analogy. Oh,
forward into the past.
Forward into the past.
Speaking of sequels and throwaways, did you guys watch the animated series?
I know that there is one. I didn't get a chance.
I watched it, man. It was crazy. Like basically, Doc Brown goes around with his family in the train and like fixing, you know, random times.
Really?
Yeah.
Never seen even heard about it.
Yeah, it follows Doc Brown and his family in the train, and they time travel to different like places.
On random adventures throughout the world.
Oh man, it's crazy. You guys haven't seen it?
No.
Okay.
I'm getting Spanish school bus.
Like,
vibes.
Look it up. I watched it in Spanish because I watched it when I was a kid. Yeah. But yeah, look it up. Back to the Future animated series. It ran for 2 whole seasons.
Oh.
And he followed Doc Brown and the train.
But they went to like crazy historical events, right? And they like corrected the issues or whatever. Man, there was like an anomaly.
It was such a long time ago, but I clearly remember watching it.
There was a show like that reminded me of I can't tell you what it's
called.
Bus. No.
It
was more recent in the late 90s, early 2000s, where a kid was like learning about history, and anytime something was like off, like let's say Edgar Allan Poe wanted to try comedy instead of being like a dark brooding poet or whatever, so his job was to go there and fix the anomaly and get
the
him
time
back
police.
On. The Time Police.
Time Police.
Was a fucking deep cut. Bro, if you could find the Time Police clip and put it right here, that would be so fucking... Or when
I talk about Back to the Future animated series.
I'm going to drop that one,
Doc
sure.
Brown flying in the train.
Dude, that was good shit. But yeah, that's the same concept. But Back to the Future did it first.
Yeah,
Police is the copy variation, you know?
I think they like randomly kept meeting like variations of Biff. Like he was the
really?
Villain.
Really?
Like,
that's funny. So that's funny. His whole generation is just
assholes. He was always the villain, yeah.
Nice.
That's funny. That's some yin yang shit there.
Yeah. I love that, man. But
Yeah, man.
How hard do y'all want to hit it?
Well, never mind. Your mom's? I mean, we're going to go all night.
Sir,
that's
sir,
the case,
sir,
man.
Sir.
Anyway.
Anyways, and also the 80s was famous for trilogies. 70s,
yeah, true.
80s.
Trilogies for sure,
Yeah,
true.
The Alien trilogy, Terminator movies.
Yeah.
You can always buy, Back to the Future was one of those trilogies that they always had on Saturdays on Canal 5.
Yes, true.
Deep cut,
the more you know.
Yeah.
The more you know.
In Mexico. That's a Mexico thing. Channel 5 in Mexico. You can always watch the trilogy every Saturday.
That's right.
Well, guys, I think we've loved all over.
As you guys know,
we will be
at
Comic Palooza,
May
24th
through the
26th.
Where at?
George R. Brown
Center.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
So make sure you
go see us there.
Yeah, of course.
Buy your tickets
now
at the website comicpalooza.com,
and we'll see you there,
or maybe Back to the Future.
Hey, hit it 88 miles per hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to the WBM podcast. This has been one of your hosts. It's your boy, Merc. Make sure you guys are following us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, all at WBM_podcast.
And this is your boy, XFed. Thank you again for joining us. You should be following us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Amazon Podcast, Apple Podcast, all Stitcher, of our episodes, all that jazz.
All of our episodes are now on YouTube.
On YouTube as well.
Right. All of them are on our YouTube channel. All the
TikTok,
old stuff.
Instagram.
And thanks. New videos.
That's right.
And always check out the website, WBMPodcast.com. And that's email right. us at theboys@WBMPodcast.com. And be on the lookout for future episodes and more coming police announcements from us on social media.
That's right, guys.
That's
hey,
right, y'all.
This has been the WBM Podcast. We love you guys.
Oh, and this is your boy, Oski. In the mix.
In the mix.
We appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for stopping by and tuning in. We'll see you guys in the next one. We out this bitch.
We Peace. Out.
Banter.